Here's a question. Do you want my kid to have access to your kid 24 hours a day, 7 days a week? How many of you are old enough to remember back in the day? When we only had one phone in our house. Me, oh, miniature, pick me, miniature, me. I only had one phone in the house that I grew up in. There wasn't a phone in every room. There wasn't, I don't think the cordless had been invented yet. Maybe it had, but we didn't have one. How often did you get to use the phone? I think this is a fair question. How often did you get to use the phone in your house? Now, I got to use it maybe once per day. I had to ask permission.
Ma'am, can I have a bag of cheesy puffs and can I use your phone?
Seriously, you had to ask permission. Can I use the phone? Yeah, you got 10 minutes. It's almost like you're in prison, right? Hey, Church, you got a visitor. Sit down, you got 10 minutes, bub. So you can use the phone. You could use the phone, but your mom and dad would always limit the amount of time that you could spend using the phone. Why? And what were they really doing? They were limiting your contact with your friends. How many of you remember sleepovers? Oh, miniature, pick me! Okay. Did you have a sleepover every night? Or was the sleepover something that was a huge treat? Like, you'd ask on a Friday night, or, you know, maybe on Wednesday, hi, ma'am,
Kai invited me to come sleep over his house with Stan.
I mean, South Park's a good example of anything. You'd have to ask permission, right? And then if permission were granted, then you would make plans, and it'd be a big hoop-de-doo.
Oh, boy, this is going to be great. I get to spend the night at Richard Thompson's house.
And, you know, you'd make big plans. Maybe sometime in the spring and the summer, we'd bivouac tent out in the backyard of whoever's house. Or if they had a pool, or one of the kids had a pool, you know, you get to go over and have a little bit of a pool party. It was a big hoop. It was a big deal. Didn't happen every night. There was no sleepover every night. How many of you are old enough to remember when you actually have to ask?
Ma'am, can I get down the street and play with Kai?
You'd have to ask if you could go down to Kyle's house. Well, Kyle invited me over. We're going to play stickball or whatever. Can I go? And you'd respond. Your mother would say yay, or your dad would say nay, or whatever the case may be. Well, now I don't want you playing with that kid. I don't like that kid. They can exercise this thing that used to be called discretion. Remember that? Remember? Discretion? So I say all this as reminder, maybe, and then as prelude to what was going on there. Well, there was a parental involvement. It was direct. It was not indirect. It was direct. It was, dare I say, it was charitable. It was filled with love. I mean, they did it for a reason. It was consistent. Most parents' use of disciplinary measures like this was consistent. And it was all done for what? what ultimately, what's the purpose of all this? Well, the purpose of all this is children are not in charge. Children need to be raised. They need to be taught. They need to be told what to do. And they need to have adults supervising their activities, especially the activities that might find them in moral trouble or confronting a moral dilemma. And it was also to teach them certain things, behavior, decorum, politeness. Well, now, why can't I go down there? Because you were down there yesterday. Well, so what? Well, you know, you may not realize this, but Miss Kansas does not like all the kids hanging out at her house. Miss Maggie does not want all those brats in her house all the time. Yeah, but she said okay. She said okay because she was being polite. She doesn't like you. She doesn't like any of those. As a matter of fact, she can't stand you. That's why her and Mr. Johnny hang out and smoke cigarettes and drink beer all weekend long. They're hoping the cigarettes keep you away.